book reviews. Many of these pieces differ in some details from their original publication, having been edited slightly when I was preparing them for this book. The only one I changed substantially, mostly to update it, is the review of Sylvia Townsend Warner's Dorset Stories. I dithered between chronological and alphabetical order for these reviews, and settled for the alphabet so that readers could easily find an author they might be looking for. The original published versions of most of the reviews can be found on my website, and the publications in which they first appeared are listed in the acknowledgments. I like book reviewing, and in order to keep doing it, have taken a good many chances on books I didn't know anything about till I read them. It's sad when the advance reading copy that arrives in a dense cloud of blurbs, all declaring it a supreme masterpiece of gut-wrenching lyricism, turns out to be a dud. But mostly I've been lucky in being asked to review a book by an author I'm already interested in, or a book that won me over even though I didn't much expect to like it. Most of the reviews were published in the Manchester Guardian, to whose editors I am grateful for many opportunities to review good books, for wonderfully flexible, intelligent editing, and for being 8,000 miles away. The New York East Coast literary scene is so inward-looking and provincial that I've always been glad not to be part of it. But when I lived in London, I was positively terrified by the intensity of British literary cliques, the viciousness of competition, the degree of savagery permitted. That bloody-mindedness may have lessened somewhat, but still, whenever I review a British book for The Guardian, I'm glad I live in Oregon. But then, I always am, except when I'm homesick for California.